Hello there, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible, a ministry of Christian Family Reformation. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and it's my prayer that as you and your family study God's Word together, you'll find this broadcast to be a blessing to your souls and an inspiration to grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. So without any further delay, let's get started. Today we're taking a closer look at the 27th Psalm. Having been taught and exercised by such great afflictions, by so many perils and sorrows, and by such fiery conflicts for the word's sake, and having been supported therein against the devil and the world, David in this psalm now finds a greater truth and reliance upon God, and he is more encouraged and fortified against all his enemies. The Lord says, "He is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" In other words, the Lord has so often comforted me when I have been under various darknesses and storms of temptations, and he has so powerfully delivered me from them that surely he will not leave me nor forsake me in the future. Since God is on my side, who can be against me? Since he upholds me, what power or violence of the enemy can cast me down or destroy me? I will not fear thousands of enemies, says the psalmist, though they should raise up war against me. All that he was anxious about was one thing, that he might remain and dwell in the house of the Lord. That is, in his church, where the word of God is purely and sincerely taught and learned. Surely, if we hold this jewel in our possession, we are rich indeed. The gracious presence of God, his power, his promises, his readiness to hear prayer, and the witness of his spirit in the hearts of his people, these are the secret places of his tabernacle. And in these things, the saints find reason for that holy security and peace of mind in which they dwell at ease. If we are rooted deeply in the word and ordinances of God, no terrors, however great they may be, can destroy our light and our life or our sure and eternal consolation. We as the Lord's children desire to dwell in our Father's house, not to merely sojourn there like a wayfaring man who tarries only for a night, and not to dwell there only for a short time as a servant who does not abide in the house forever. Rather, we long to dwell there all the days of our life as sons and daughters with their father and mother. But if we hope that the praising of God will be the blessedness of our eternity, then surely we ought to also make it the business of our time here on earth. The Christian considers the favor and service of God as the one thing needful. This he desires, prays for, and seeks after, and in it he rejoices. Wherever the believer may be, he can find a way to the throne of grace by prayer. In fact, he calls us to seek him. He calls us by his Holy Spirit, by his word, by his worship, and by special providences, both merciful and afflicting. When we are foolishly resorting to the lying vanities of this earth so that we might find help from them, the Lord God lovingly calls to us and encourages us to seek for mercy and comfort in him alone. The call is general, "Seek ye my face," but we must apply it to ourselves and say like David, "I will seek it." The invitation does us no good when we do not personally accept the exhortation. A gracious heart readily answers the call of a gracious God, being made willing to do so by his Holy Spirit. The psalmist requests the favor of the Lord, the continuance of his presence with him, the value of his divine guidance, and the benefit of his powerful protection. God's time to help those who trust in him is when all other helpers fail. He is a surer and better friend than even our earthly parents can be. What was the belief which supported the psalmist? The assurance that he would indeed see the goodness of the Lord. There is nothing like the believing hope of everlasting life, the foresights of that glory, and the foretaste of those pleasures, to keep us from fainting under all calamities. In the meantime, David knew that he would be strengthened to bear up under his burdens. Let us look unto the suffering Savior and pray to him in faith, and let us encourage each other to wait on the Lord with patient expectation and fervent prayer. And this concludes our study today in the 27th Psalm. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and I invite you to join me again here tomorrow, Lord willing, and continue experiencing the richness of His precious Word with your family. If you found this resource to be a blessing to you today, please share it with someone you know, and consider taking a moment to leave a comment and tell others what you found edifying.
Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube so you'll never miss a new broadcast. And feel free to visit my website, ChristianFamilyReformation.com, for inspiration and encouragement in your family's walk with the Lord. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and I want to thank you again for tuning in today. May the Lord inspire you to live life today in light of eternity. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.